Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for the September 27th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. We are joined today by some of our favorite people. We have the ODC in studio with us. First, want to welcome in Callie Johnson. Always good to see you, Callie.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Thanks for being here. And thank you so much for bringing a friend of ours back to the station. We have Odessa with us. Odessa, good to see you again.
Yes, nice to meet you, too.
Thanks a lot for being here. We do appreciate the time. Callie and I are going to talk Milkweed Market, talk haunted houses. I can't wait for that. That is going to be coming up. But Odessa, if you don't mind, I thought you could kick off the conversation. I wanted to get into this self-determination conference that you were in over in the Dells. How did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it very, very much. I got to see a lot, even though it was just a short few days. One of the things I felt I did good was with some of the sessions, because there were some sessions where I got to get up and speak about I think it's most based on like just sharing like who I am, mm-hmm. and knowing like how many years with ODC I had, and some of those sessions kind of helped me to find the voice that I really have.
Yeah. You know, I've been doing this job for 22 years, Odessa, and every time I turn this microphone on, I get nervous. I've always been that way. Do you find that you got a little more comfortable after doing this? That you felt a little more confident, mm-hmm. being up there and talking in front of people?
Yes, definitely.
Good, good. Everybody deserves to feel that. That's good to hear. What were some of the things that you guys discussed in the conference?
I think one of them was about one was about our favorite our favorite pastime memory that you hold on to. So like one of them was a few years back when I was surprised that I was going on my first trip to New York City. It was a graduation gift from the family that I did not know about. It was kind of like doing some flashbacks.
Yeah.
Like those doing like a reenacting of the day of when I found out I was going to.
Yeah.
So basically they did like doing, if you ever watched Family Feud, or where they have a bunch of letters, so it's kind of like a fill in the blank. So
sure.
So on these key cards, like every time you filled in, so the last one was for me. That was the biggest, nicest gift that I could get. Especially it was a nice one because I got to experience and kind of see them react it.
Yeah, that had to have been pretty cool. That had to have been good. So the conference was beneficial. You found it very beneficial.
Yes.
Good. Really good to hear. Yeah. That's great. Was there anything else about the conference that we wanted to touch on?
I don't think so.
No?
Just those opportunities that have kind of been core memories for you or changed your life. And like you kicked off saying, you were the one that got to go to the conference and talk about it for yourself. And that's what, it's a self-advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you practice that, the better you become at it. So
I think the determination is one of those things that we don't get a chance to define very often. And it can be hard to define. And it can be a very individualistic thing. I think for you're an everyday person, they find determination all the time in this or that or whatever, and where the motivation is. With a topic like this and with your clients, I find it more inspirational and much more along the lines of none of us have any excuses, basically, if I'm being blunt about this. When you work with the people and you hear from the clients like Odessa and that, it's inspiring. And it only just solidifies more and more why we need more of these kind of things, these kind of conferences and that.
Right.
And it's great to have these available.
Yeah, and you touched on it earlier, James. It's like, it's the same for all of us. We all get fearful. We but once we push ourselves out of our comfort zone a little bit, you do, which she is forced to do at this conference, to speak. and really tell her story, the more you do that, the more confidence you build. And like you just said, you inspire others to do the same. Yeah. So that's what this conference accomplishes. And we held a brat fry, which raised some funds to help support individuals who were interested in going to this. And of course, with our community support rallying, we're able to send Odessa and a few others again this year, which it happens in a few weeks at the Kalahari again. So
very cool.
I know you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm jealous. You have a good time. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Oh, yes. If you haven't, I'm sure if you haven't been to the Dells in a long time, but still, especially when it's your first or second.
It's a good time. A good time. And you deserve it. That's good to hear, Odessa. We'll have to have you back and hear how it went sometime.
Yeah,
definitely.
We should do that.
I'm looking forward to that. Callie, we've got a lot to talk about when it comes to the ODC and Milkweed Market and that. Let's go ahead and dive right in.
Okay, perfect. I'll kick things off with Milkweed Market. Tomorrow, there is a Painting with Purpose class from... 12:30 to 2 at Milkweed. It is going to be guest artist Adam Andreessen, and everyone's going to be painting or creating a pumpkin gnome. So again, every month when I come on here, we talk about Paint with Purpose. But just to refresh people's memories or if they're new listeners, it's a free painting or art-related class held at ODC at Milkweed Market. And the goal is to integrate individuals with disabilities and community members together. So some of the people who we support at ODC attend the class, but it's meant for the community too. So please, you don't have to RSVP. You can just show up at 12:30 at Milkweed, and all the supplies are included. And this year, Brooke's done a really great job of engaging guest artists. So it's not always... folks at ODC teaching the class, which they're great people too, but it's nice to have a variety of different art projects and different people that we get to interact with at these classes.
Having those other artists and people outside of the ODC family, if you will, is fun creatively and giving a new, you know, maybe lesson or these things. But the part that speaks to me right away is the representation and the showing that, hey, whether I'm a local artist or I represent a business or something, I stand with ODC. I am with the ODC. I believe in what they're doing. I want to help put into the ODC. Whether it is just with your free time or it is if you're with your dollars or cents or whatever it is, this helps you guys keep doing this great work, which benefits our whole town, which benefits our whole area.
Right.
This has a huge impact on our community.
Correct.
When we help you guys do the work, the vital work that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So it's a fun class, but it's also, you know, that those other layers to it are never lost on me. And I admire and appreciate so much the people that work with the ODC, especially if you don't have to, if you choose to. And I really admire that.
I think that it's not an easy ask, but a lot of times people, you bring it up and people are like, I want to come there and teach a class. I want to be involved in that in some way, shape, or form. So it's been really neat. But you're right, it is all about that representation and then creating those partnerships within the community. But
like you were saying, connecting people. That's so important. The more and more we can do that in society, the better we are and the better we benefit. And the more I think people see that we have more in common than not.
Correct.
And we're connected more than we realize.
Yep. And that's our whole tagline at ODC, connecting people and communities. But it ties into everything. So please... join us for these Paint with Purpose classes. They're usually once per month on Thursdays at ODC, and you can find them on Facebook.
Callie, I do have to... I'm sorry to cut you off.
I didn't mean to
do that, but I did have a quick question because I know it's come up before in the past. I just forgot it up until now. Me, for example, I can't draw a stick figure, you guys. Like, I can't even do that. But you welcome people like me. You welcome people that don't think that they have an artistic bone in their body.
Right. Yes. It's for all ages, all people of all abilities. We don't shame anybody for their poor art abilities, or lack thereof.
Yes, yes.
But the supplies are included. It's meant to have a good time.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be the next Picasso or something like that. So just join us. It's just another touch point and way we want to bring community in to interact and see what ODC and what Milkweed's all about. Next is Purple Basil Food Truck will be at ODC on Thursday, October 5th over the lunch hour. So don't miss that.
Great
If you've had their food. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Food.
The right after that, October 6th and 7th, is the Vintage Shop Hop. I think there are quite a few participating local businesses this year. And it's a great way to just set aside that time to shop local, be mindful of local. You know, just they give you a map and it makes it really easy to be like, oh, these are the participating places. We should definitely just stop and see what they have to offer. And again, the dollars that you spend local stay right here and help support our community.
Yeah. Goes a long way, events like this, to be able to help you guys not only do your work, but helping other businesses even and supporting local. It's really the definition of that.
Because some of the regulars that always come to Milkweed were able to say, hey, have you ever checked out this and this place? And it's just, you know, it sends people, and who doesn't like to set aside time to do a little road trip of shopping with their friends or family.
Especially this time of year as we're getting closer and closer to the holiday season. Get that stuff. I know for me, I collect Christmas gifts all year long. Like all year long, I'm trying to get them all set.
If you see something, get it, right? Yeah, and set it aside, because you always think, oh, I'll come back to that, and then life gets busy, so.
I love my mother, but she is so picky sometimes. So if I see something, I'm not waiting. I'm grabbing that thing. And a lot of the items I see are at Milkweed Market. Yeah. So encourage people to go check that out. You're going to find not only wonderful items and very original items over there, but you're going to be knowing, you're going to feel good because you know that what you purchase is staying at the ODC and keeping in our community.
Correct. Yeah.
What else do we have at Milkweed?
Just a few other things. We won't go into detail because we'll be able to tell more details about them, but just for people to kind of save the dates, November 2nd through the 4th will be our holiday open house.
Mm-hmm.
I know that seems early, but it's always the first week of November that the store is really decked out in Christmas and holiday, and you can get gifts or you can get items to decorate for the holidays. You'll find it all. Friday, November 4th, will be Black Friday, so usually some good deals going on Black Friday. And then I think most people are familiar with, but the day after Black Friday is Small Business Saturday, which the store will, of course, be open for because, again, great way to shop local, support local. I'm sure the local Chamber of Commerce will be doing their passport for Small Business Saturday, which you can win some prizes just by shopping local.
We just had Lacey in on Tuesday, and we were talking about that.
Oh, good.
Very excited for the community for that event coming up this year. We always look forward to that, the passport thing and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's not just engaging, you know, retail stores. That's bars, restaurants. That's small businesses. There's a lot of things that you can support or at least stop by and learn what they're all about. So if you're not a customer, you can tell somebody, hey, that exists in our community. Like, have you ever tried shopping here?
Right.
So
We have this happen all the time where I'll have a listener say something. Hey, I'm glad you had that person on. I didn't know that was here. You know, it's not that big of a town, but there's still plenty of places to hide, apparently, because there's lots of stuff that goes on that people don't know about. It's a big reason why I'm so adamant about people. Oh, I don't know if we need to talk about that. Everybody knows about that. They may not.
Right.
Whoever guests I have on, I'm always very adamant about, make sure we at least touch on this, because you just never know.
Right. You never know. And we can be like so absorbed with our own things going on in our own little life that we don't realize what's around us sometimes, you know? And so it just is, the events like these for the store really give exposure to all of the neat things we do actually offer in this community that can forget about. So
we're speaking with Callie Johnson and Odessa from the ODC, and Callie and I are talking a little bit about some of the events coming up in Milkweed Market. And we have another event we're going to touch on right now.
Yeah, should we get right to it?
I was hoping to. I was hoping to get to it.
Okay.
I was dying to, actually.
So
I love haunted houses. Oh my gosh. I got to journalistically, I have no integrity with this. I love the ODC. I love haunted houses. We're going to have some fun with this.
We are going to have some fun. So on Friday, October 20th and Saturday, October 21st, both nights from 6 to 9:30, we are turning our ODC Wisconsin Rapids location into a haunted house.
Such a good idea.
So we have somebody who loves Halloween, who has all of the animatronics and characters and decorations and obsessed with Halloween. Did it last year in our Marshfield location.
Okay.
Weren't sure really what to expect. Mm-hmm. We posted it. We advertised it. We made sure people know it's free because that's a huge – we want this to be for anybody and everybody to be able to come. And we had over 600 people show up last year at the Marshfield ODC. This year, we already have, I think, over 1,000 interested on our Facebook event.
That's incredible.
And we want this, again, to be all-inclusive. It's at ODC, so it's wheelchair, easy accessibility. We're calling it like spooktacular or suspenseful. We're getting a lot of questions about, you know, like how scary is this? Yeah, and our intention is for it to be fun and suspenseful and like with elements of surprise.
Yeah.
Or it's not, we don't want it to be super scary, but we do want everybody to use their own judgment about what they find scary. I mean, it is a haunted house.
Yeah, so and everybody's different when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
But I would say think Disney haunted house, you know, not necessarily, you know, your darker haunted house, but a little bit more lighter of a haunted house. Although still, like you said, you know, everybody's different, especially different ages going to be different things. We want all families to be able to come to this. Little kids might be a little different than older kids and, you know, understanding that.
Yep. So, those dates, it's free, donations will be accepted, but we really want people to just show up and have a good time. So we have Trippy Treats food truck.
Nice.
We'll be on site selling deep fried everything, carnival food.
You had me at deep fried. Yes.
Oreos, I believe, walking tacos, Halloween treats. Food.
Thank you, Odessa. Thank you.
Yeah. So,
can't have a haunted house without the local Halloween treats.
That's correct. That's true. You are absolutely right.
Yeah, we got to feed people because we are expecting a line, you know. So people will grab treats and we'll have crowd control. We'll have fun monsters and characters jumping out at you throughout the little tour. Or
friendly ghosts.
Yeah.
Nice. You never know. Don't give too much away, but that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's friendly.
He is friendly. Callie, one of the things that you've touched on in this that I think is so important to this haunted house and makes it a little different maybe than some haunted houses is the ability for it being wheelchair accessible. It being for anybody of our listeners, any of our good people out there with disabilities to be able to take this in. Not every haunted house is like that.
Right.
Unfortunately, a lot of them don't always take these kind of things into consideration.
Right. So they can't because the facility that they're hosted in is outside and it's bumpy or muddy or who knows what the conditions are. So that was a huge goal of this event.
That's
to
cool.
make it friendly for everybody. You know, people of all abilities can come and have a good time. And that was a huge touch point with last year's at the Marshfield ODC. A comment by one of the visitors was they had always wanted to go to a haunted house and had never been able to experience one because they were in a wheelchair. So this, it just made their, you know, one of their goals came true.
Well, I was talking to somebody in town a couple of years ago about this, and we were talking about the importance of the ODC and what the ODC does and how, for them, they had just found out, and this is, again, 4 or 5 years ago, they had at that time just found out about the ODC and the resource that it is for work here in town. And it's a little, it reminds me of how Ben and Jerry's, they change their ice cream and they start saying, you know what, we're going to have some vegan ice cream. We're going to have some non-dairy ice cream. We're going to do this. There's a whole market of people we haven't even been tapping into. It's very similar to this. You know, the clients at the ODC are some of the hardest, strongest workers you're ever going to come across. And it's an industry that has not been tapped into nearly enough. Right. Tap into that industry. It's the same thing with this haunted house. Right. There's lots of haunted houses out there, but there aren't many that where if you have a wheelchair or something like that, that you can go to and you can take in.
Right.
It's an untapped market. It's a very smart idea to be able to offer that to people.
Right.
And doing it for free is just beautiful.
Yeah.
It just is an awesome thing to be able to do. I think that doing that brings in more goodwill and PR than you and I could ever work.
I know. I agree. And it's just part of who we are. We want, you know, we're not for profit, mm-hmm. but we want to be able to give back mm-hmm. to our community as well. We do see ourselves being able to do that and yeah. offer events or just ways to get involved in our community that just truly give back and yeah. have that impact that we're looking for.
That's why we always like to remind businesses out there, if you are looking for sponsorship opportunities, reach out to the ODC. It's one of the greatest things that you can attach your name to and being a part of these events. Speaking of that, with this haunted house, are we still looking for any sponsors or any help from the community
with
it?
Well, this is one that we do on our own. You know, we might change that going in the future, but for now, we're not really looking for sponsors. We're just looking for those to show up on Friday, October 20th, Saturday, October 21st. Or if you can't make it, again, I've said this over and over, but share the event mm-hmm. on Facebook. Come to ODC, grab some flyers, or they're out and around town. They're going home with all the elementary schoolers. So just make sure you're sharing the news so that everybody knows about it, that it's free and that it's family fun and that it's for everybody.
Yeah. What are the dates again for it, Kelly?
Friday, October 20th and Saturday, October 21st from 6 to 9:30 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like the weekend after I come back from my conference.
Perfect.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
It, just like we planned it, Odessa. Yeah. Just like we planned
it. My conference and the haunted yeah. house, it's like
yeah.
boom, boom. Two things to look forward to in October. Yeah.
One thing I'd like to add, unless you had anything else, Callie, that we were to cover today.
The only other question we're getting is if people have to come dressed in costume, and the answer is no,
okay.
you can if you want to, and you don't have to. So again, just come.
Just come as yourself.
Come as yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whatever.
That's always fun. I did want to mention, of course, as we're touching on Milwaukee Market, and I would do want to send a shout out to Ink Splash as well and the great work that they do there. But when it comes to these businesses, not only encouraging people to check them out and purchase them, but get yourself an ODC shirt. Get yourself an ODC this or that and some of the gear. When you're walking around with these things, for you, it's a fun, comfortable shirt. For the ODC and for many of us, this is a walking billboard.
Right.
This is an opportunity not only to show that you stand with the ODC and support them and what they do, but maybe even helping somebody realize that there is an ODC. To our point earlier, Callie, you guys have been around a long time doing this and do a great job putting yourselves out there. But not everybody catches everything, and there could be a family out there. Statistically, there probably is a family out there that could really use the services at the ODC. They just maybe don't know about it. Wearing these shirts may not seem like it, but it's a walking advertisement. It's a billboard and gives more and more attention to the ODC and an opportunity for them to do the great work that they do.
Correct.
And they're really comfortable and cool shirts.
Oh, yeah. They're cool.
They are cool
wearing
shirts.
One, I'm sporting
I love
one
it.
Today.
I love that shirt, yeah.
But it's a conversation starter, you know, like people might just see the logo and be like, mm-hmm. what's that all about? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, great plug there, James, for ODC.
Mm.
We appreciate the business. We're able to give it back to Ink Splash, but at the same time, it gets the word out. And that's really our goal is for the, especially looking into 2024, is to do more giving back and more community impact type events that we can really show what we're all about.
Callie, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call the main office, 424-2712, and ask for me. Go to odcinc.com
mm-hmm.
or email me, cjohnson@odcinc.com. And please follow ODC, Milkweed Market, and Ink Splash. They all have their own Facebook pages where a lot of this information is mm-hmm. posted and news updates to it are. A lot of feel-good stories trips that all of the clients are doing, fun outings we always post. They were just at Felt's Family Dairy doing the corn maze.
Go check
and
that
so
out.
And so it's just great content, feel-good stuff. So please follow along.
Mm-hmm. Odessa, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank
it was really good to
much.
Talk to you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Of course, definitely.
Safe travels on your trip.
Oh, and hopefully nice weather.
Yes, yes. Here's fingers crossed, knocking on wood. And
I can't say about it being cooler, but if I can have the Indian summer weather, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. Callie, always good seeing you. Thanks for the time.
Of course, thanks.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.